All right, so we're going to talk today about, welcome back to the shiur in the kollel, and we will, Mitzvah Hashem, as we said Thursday night, the only thing we're still missing is the chalon, so now we're still missing the breakfast, but anyway, so it's like this, the sugi of Shini Makom is like this. It's a machlekes in the Gemara between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chizda. What is the ged of Shini Makom? That means when a person's eating in one place, he's not allowed to go from, if he moves to a, let's say he stops his meal. You ate and then you stop your meal and then you got to go and pick up your meal somewhere else. You have to make a new bracha. If you stop your meal, the previous bracha no longer covers whatever else you're going to eat in the context of a different meal. So a lot of times people have a shiloh. Let's say they started eating in one house and they want to go have dessert somewhere else, right? In normal times. They say you want to go, pop into your neighbor, have dessert, whatever. You know, or a lot of times in your own car. You make a bracha in your house. You want to finish eating in the car. Or you're eating in your car. And then you get to where you want to go and you want to continue eating in that. Or what's even more common, which people don't even realize is a shayla, is let's say you're in the middle of supper, and this happens to me, unfortunately, you can ask my kids, they're not so happy about it, but sometimes it happens, not all the time. But let's say I'm in the middle of supper and I got a phone call, and it's something I have to talk to someone privately about. So I leave the table, I go outside, and I finish the phone call. So, or you're eating your meal and someone knocks on the door and you're not inviting them in. So you want to go talk to them outside. So you went outside now. So is that all these questions, all these cases are cases where there's a shinui makom. You change the location of your meal from one place to the other. So now the shaila is, are you allowed to, does the bracha cover you in the second location? Okay? In the Gemara is a mavur that there is a machlokes between Rav Chesed and Rav Sheshes. What is the geder of Shini Makom? One man the Amar holds that Shini Makom is like a hefsek. A hefsek means the suda is over. The suda that you started is over if you change locations. So what that would mean if you pass in that way is that number one is it doesn't matter what you were eating. The meal is over, period. The meal is over. Even if you're eating bread, even, it doesn't make a difference. Once you make a shinui makom, which again, what a shinui makom is if I move from this chair to that chair, is that shinui makom? If this room to that room, is that shinui makom? It's only outside. We'll have to talk about what shinui makom is. But first, we're going to talk about what happened. So it wouldn't matter, A, number one, what you're eating. And number two, the halacha would be, since it's the end of that meal, before you eat again, not only do you have to make a new bracha or shayna, but the halacha would be you have to make a new bracha achorin as well. So that's the way the Mechaber paskins, and he says it's called the Hefsik. So according to the Mechaber, which is the Sfardim, it says, even if you didn't go to another house, our case, you were eating and someone called you out, you have to first make a bracha achreina, and then you got to make a new bracha rishayna.
Even if you go back into the same house?
Right. And all the halachas of Shinui Makom is not just if you continue in the second place. It's even if you come back to the first place. It's not that the bracha doesn't cover a second location. It's that the bracha doesn't cover you when you've left your first location. And even if you come back to continue your meal. So according to the Sfardim, it would come out. Let's say you're in a meal. You're eating by yourself. We'll see what happens if you're eating with other people. But you're eating by yourself, a sandwich for lunch. And then all of a sudden someone knocks on your door, you go outside, you greet them, whatever, you schmooze, when you come back in, you got a bench, and then start your meal again to finish your sandwich. Assuming you ate enough to bench. Now, the Ramah argues on this, and the Ramah paskins, and the Prima Gaon says it's not even a suffix, according to Ashkenazim. You don't have to be chushish for the Mechaber. But the Ramah paskins, the Lumdis is totally different, and that's like a Chizda in the Gemara, that it's not midin hefsik. Shinui makom is midin hesek hadas. That means it's like you forgot about the previous bracha. It's like you forgot about the previous bracha. So, that would mean that two nafkaminas. Number one nafkamina is you don't have to make a new bracha achorina when you come back. Because it's just like hesek hadas from the first bracha, but it's not a gemar to the meal. It's just hesek hadas from the bracha. And therefore, when I come back, or when I'm in a new place, I have to make a new bracha achorina, but I do not need to make another bracha achorina. So according to the Ramah, which is Ashkenaz and Paskin, you never are required to make a new bracha achorina. Number one. Number two, so the whole sugya we're going to discuss, because we're going to discuss the Ashkenazim right now, is that only in Binyan do you have to make a new bracha rishayna when you eat.
So you have to make a...
And when you finish the second eating, you make a bracha chorna on both.
Even if you, what about the second shir? Was it without the shir? You need the shir the second time? That doesn't
make any difference. You still, as long as it wasn't kedei equal, you know, whatever.
So I still have the chiyuv from the first one.
Right. So you had your sandwich, and then the guy calls you. So you left, you come back. You got to make a new amoitzi. I don't know about netil sedayim. Pashtus make a new netil sedayim also. I don't know bracha netil sedayim, but you come back. I didn't look up the halacha of netil sedayim. I'm not sure now. You come back, you make a new amoitzi. And then you bench for both, according to the Ramah. But there's another point, according to the Ramah. Oh, that's why I didn't look it up. Because according to the Ramah, since it's only midin hesach hadas, so the Ramah adds in a lumdus over here. And he says, you're only mesiach das from certain types of foods. You're not mesiach das from everything. It's much harder to mesiach das from certain types of things. And he says, the gedder of those things is like this. Anything which the halacha it requires you to come back to make a bracha achreina b'mkaymai, since when I left, halachically, I'm tied down to my place. Because halachically, I have to come back here to make a bracha achreina. So since halachically, I have to come back here to make my bracha achreina, when I left, I never left. I'm tied down to come back. And therefore, if it's bread, which the halacha is, even if you ate bread, and then you got in your car, and you drive away, and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot to bench. It's not enough to bench where you are. You got to go back home and bench. And who adin al mechia? Is like that. So if you had a cookie, and then you know you left your house, it got cut up, and you realize you didn't make alam mechia, the halacha is you're mechuyev to make go back home to make the alam mechia. Okay, so since you're still in the machaber, it doesn't make a difference because the bottom line is you stopped your meal. But in the ramah, and you have to make a new bracha achreina, it doesn't make it help. It doesn't help. But in the ramah, that's just we did hesach hadas. So the pshat is I never really left. I never really left. So since I never really left. So Mamela, because I have to come back, so there's no Hesach Hadas. So therefore, according to the Ramah, two major nafkaminas. Number one is there is no parsha of Hesach Hadas or Shini Makum by Hamoitzi and Pashtos by Mizoinus either. Or number one. Number two, that even when you do Shini Makum, you don't have to make a new bracha achreina. Okay? So in our case from before, that in the middle of your lunch, you're home, you're eating by yourself, in the middle of lunch, you get a knock on the door. You go outside to greet the person. You come back in. If it was a bread meal, you do not have to do anything. You don't have to make a new bracha rishana or achreina. Nothing. And even if it was a mezonos. The only thing is, if you're eating an orange or an apple.
Mezonos only if I already ate a kazayas, then I'm tied down. I'm anchored. If I ate less than kazayas,
right.
Or I'm not anchored. In the
correct. It has to be that you're anchored down because you have mechuyev to come back for the bracha achreina. Right. But if it was just a fruit or an apple or an orange, so then you have to come back. You don't have to come back for a bracha achreina. You can make the bread nefashos wherever you are. And since you can make the bread nefashos wherever you are, so therefore, when you left, it's like you left your previous place, and now it's hesach hadas, and therefore you want to eat a new apple. Even when you come back inside, or the same apple, you have to make a new bari priya eitz. That's the basic halachas, according to the Ramah. What about shivas aminim? What about shivas aminim? So the halacha by shivas aminim is... like this. It says, that's at the end of the siman. Kufayin ches. Yesh oimim, sheshivas aminim tu'unim bracha l'achreim b'mkoyimim. Yeshim davka mine dagon, yeshim davka pas. And the Mishnabura says that according to the Vilna Goin, it's really the day I'm tzoy, si ha'ikr. Ulfiza perish sheshivas aminim doim l'stam perish. And it's shayich bu, it does have the parasha of shinui makum. By Shivas Aminim. So it would only be Mizoinus that does not have the parsha of Shinui Makom because you have to bring back the, you have to do it Bim Kaimai. Okay. Now, it's like this. That's the basic setup. There is an interesting Shaila. What happens if you had a cake and a coffee? Or cake and a cup of water. So now you had two things. You had one of them, and then you went outside. Okay? Then you went outside. When you came back in, you do not have to make a new bar minyan mizaynus, because since you had to come back for the alam michya, so merely you have to come back for the mizaynus as well. So therefore, when you came back from the mizaynus, you were really tied down the whole time, and therefore it's like you never left. So enichanami legabe the mizaynus, you don't have to make a new bracha when you come back. What about the coffee that you were drinking it with? What about the coffee that you were drinking it with? That's a good shaila now, right? Do you have to make a new shahakal or not? Because the gabi, the shahakal, when you left, there was a sechadas. The gabi, the mizaynus, there was no sechadas. So now that you're eating mizaynus and a shahakal together, do you say, well, I was tied down, so I had to come back? Or do you say, yeah, but there was no hesachadas on the mizaynus, but on the coffee there was. So there's a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah, a very geshmak diuk in the lamdas here. It's a lamdas diuk. Mishnah Berurah says, he says like this, avam ochal pas, or even mizaynus, shehu davar shetzach levarach m'mkoymai, v'akin amrinam behu. Therefore we say, da'afilu im akar m'mkoymai, even if you left, adayin lo nisbal takivu sar yishoynas. Listen to the lashon. Wherever you're continuing to eat, al das kviyas harishon hu oichal, ukiilu yoyshev b'mkoymoy dami. It's like you never left. So someone wants me dying from the Mishnah Berurah. If it's like you never left, it's like you never left the gabbai the shahakal either. Which is an interesting diak, but it's not so posh. Now,
we'll also be negay because I have to learn the whole thing of past
well, pas for sure, right? By pas, definitely the halacha is if you're in the middle of a bread meal, then you don't have to make a bracha on anything according to the Ramah, right? But the question is, what about mizaynus?
Question: the alumnus one was it? Didn't we have a thing that it's mm-hmm. two possibilities? One because
right.
each thing becomes a tafel, or because it's
just the suda, the whole
right.
it's a concept. So,
so
I don't know if you have that by mizaynus by a donut with the coffee.
I eat by a hamitzi meal. I don't make a shahakal on the meat when I come back.
No, correct.
So, you see that this concept that
right, no, for sure that's true. But the question is, does the concept apply to mizaynus also? Mizaynus, a Danish with a coffee, I'm not sure is the same. Okay, now what constitutes a shinui makom? This is where it gets very complicated. Okay, and not only what constitutes a shinui makom, but is there any way to get out of shinui makom? For example, let's say I had das the whole time. I had das that I was going to do this. So is it still called a shinui makom? So there's three levels of shinui makom. Let's start from the two extremes. The one extreme is that even if you were mishanim makoymai within one room, it's not called a shinui makom. So even if it's a large room, and you started off in one and you bounced all the way to the other side, like a kiddush in a big hall, and you're bouncing around, there's no shinui makom on that. So you're within one room, and pashtus for sure, even for sure, if you could see one spot to the other, but even if you couldn't see it, the bottom line is it's one room, there's no pashtus shini makom. That's one extreme. So let's assume that anything within one room is not a problem. If it's mibayis labayis, means you have to go outside to get to another person's house, or in an apartment building, they also say, if the apartments are owned by two different people, it's owned by you, maybe it's a little bit, but two apartments in a building, or two houses, then it's a complete shini makom. And pashtus das doesn't even help for that. So, that's clear over here. It says, So das only helps if it's bebayis echad. Okay? Mishnah Berurah says, hainu tap and no. Okay? Fine. Now what happens if, I'm going to get to the diak in the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. So bebayis echad. But the big shaila is, what about mecheder lecheder? It's two rooms within one house. Now this is very common. You're having supper, you're having a meal, and all of a sudden the kid starts crying, you have to run out, go to the bedroom, whatever it is. People are not necessarily sitting in one room the entire time. Mecheder lecheder. So cheder lecheder, according to Meikra Adin, cheder lecheder is called a shinui makom. However, even though cheder lecheder is called a shinui makom, however, that's poshut, that das works mecheder lecheder, And also, if you could see one room from the other, also would work. So, we paskin. We paskin like this. Lecheder, lecheder. Yeah. Also, l'shanes mekoymoi, b'dvarm she'ein tu'in n'brach l'acherim b'mekoymoi, n'afilu mecheder ze lecheder acher. B'chein mi'bayis l'aliyah. You're not supposed to go mecheder lecheder. But it's only if you didn't have das. So here is where das would work. So since the here mecheder lecheder das works, so memela the halacha is that memela the halacha is like this, that mecheder lecheder das works. So if you're sitting down for a meal, and now you get a phone call and you go out to your study, to your office or whatever, in the middle of the meal. So it's mecheder lecheder. If you had das for it, when you made your bracha, that whatever happens, I'm going to go to the other room, it works. And in the sefer, in this sefer here, Hilchos Yom Biyim, which is by Rabbi Karp, Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Karp, so the halacha is, he brings in a very important halacha. He says, if this is your derech, you very often, in the middle of a meal, get interrupted, whatever, you don't sit at a meal the whole time. It's considered like you made a tanai, and therefore mecheder lecheder would work. So I would assume that nowadays most people don't sit down for a meal and assume that they're not going to get interrupted, that the kids aren't going to call them, and they need something, and whatever. So therefore within our houses, very often, it's even at a meal, it's mecheder lecheder. The thing is, what about if you're sitting down for an apple? You sat down, you took an apple out of the fridge and you started eating it, and now you want to finish the apple in the other room. Go take a book and you want to finish it in the other room. So technically, if you did not have das to do that, you just changed your mind out of nowhere, you cannot do that lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should not do that because you're making a shini makom mecheder lecheder. If you did, then it says like this, the halacha. It says, mecheder lecheder b'dieved. He brings down here that b'dieved mishina makom lo yachzor v'yivarech v'fratim chazar miyad. So this is a very not clear halacha. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like mecheder lecheder is called a shini makom, but the Bir Halacha says, he says like this, ulfizeh. He says, if you go with the strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch, im achal peres umashkin she'ein tu nebracha b'mekoyman, an apple, v'nichnas be'emtza l'cheder acher, and then all of a sudden you decide, you know what, I'm going to finish my coffee on the couch. I'm going to finish my tea on the couch while I'm reading a book. She'ein roya mekoyman rishon, it's not connected to your previous thing, and you did not have das for that. Also loy lechol shom b'loy bracha l'kuli alma. According to the strict reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that's what should come out. So it means, if you sat down, you assumed that you were going to finish. And then, you change your mind, whatever reason. Now, hinei dover zeh. Mishra Brewer himself says, afshu kosu v'kam achroinim, kosha me'oid lihizar bazeh, uchumaduma she'ena oilam noyegin kein. So the Bir Halacha himself says, this is a very difficult halacha to keep, and it's ena oilam noyegin kein. V'chipasti b'makari adinu matzashe she'en din zeh mevor. He says, it's not clear. And therefore, the Mishra Brewer goes on for a two-column-long Mishra Bir Halacha. It's two columns, the whole Bir Halacha, all this. And at the end, he basically paskins, al koponim b'dieved b'vada ein tzarf bracha b'hen dimidei sveikol einafka v'savik brachas l'hakel uv'yochol liris mekoy me'arishim b'vada yish l'hakel af l'chatchila. So based on the Bir Halacha, I would still say, l'chatchila, you should not do that. You should not be nichlas into this shayla. So if you started off one makam in the house, you should not go mecheder lecheder lechatchila. But if b'dieved, if you did, you don't make a new bracha. But lechatchila, you could do it if you had das. So now you have to know what your minhag is. If your derech is that you normally have das, so that would be okay. But you should, if you have das for it, it works. Without das, it would not work. That's the maskana of the Bir Halacha. So that's a very important halacha. Now, here's the thing. What about mibayis labayis? Mibayis labayis, das does not help. So I started eating, and then all of a sudden my friend calls me, "Oh, come over for dessert, whatever, Shalom Zachar." It won't work. Okay? Now, we're not talking about a bread meal, but now. The Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, Bevayis Echad, why does it have to be in one house? So listen to this Lashon. Hainu Tachas Gag Echad. It says the definition of one house is anything under one roof. Then das works. You don't have to be able to see it as long as it's me tachas one gag. So from here it became a big tumult. What happens if you started eating in your house and you went to your backyard? It's not tachas gag echad because it's open, but it's technically your rishus. So how far do you take this Mishnah Berurah? Do you say, well, I started drinking this cold cup of water inside, and now, if in my front yard, okay, so front yard is not enclosed, so it's not even a rishus, it's not even a rishus hayachid. But the backyard is a rishus hayachid. I'm allowed to carry it there on Shabbos. So the backyard is fenced in, so am I allowed to go to the backyard with my cup of water? If you take the Mishnah Berurah literally, it's not tachas gag echad. Okay? Now, if you take it one step further, what happens if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you go out to the Mirpeset? It's also not tachas gag echad. But lamaisa, it's your porch. I mean,
there you roin. You can see the way you see the rest.
Right, but roin is like das. Seeing the room is the same thing as das, and das doesn't work. You bias labias. So if cheder lecheder is only called in the same physical roof, so or what about in the sukkah we're sitting in right now? Is this one roof? Okay, so what about a sukkah? Okay, so this is a big subject of dispute. Rabbi Yashiv held that you have to go with the Mishnah Berurah literally. If it's not under the roof, you gotta make a new bracha. But many poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, held that no, that's your house. That's your hishtamshos. That you. That's part of your living area. You live in your mirpeset. You live in your sukkah. It's a continuation. It's a on your deck. It's a continuation of the house, and therefore he held that there's no shini makom on that. Okay, it's very nagiyan sukkahs. Obviously, you're going in and out of your. But right, and das will not help on that. So if now this is all I'm talking. If you there was no space between. But let's say you have a sukkah in your front yard, in your driveway, and to go outside to get to your sukkah, it's a much different shaila. Could be that taka is not so poshut. You're going. It's like me bias the bias. Okay, I'm talking about let's say if your sukkah is in your backyard, or your sukkah is connected to the house, but even that you never have to leave your house to go to the sukkah. Okay. But if without that, it would be a big shayla, what the din would be. So I would say, like this, is that since, anyway, there's shittas that say that das works mi bayis labayis, so therefore you can mitzaref that and say, if you're going to your backyard, or you're going to your deck, or your porch, or your peset, then das would work. If you had das for it, and again, what we're going to go with is that your normal hanhaga is your das. So for some people, their das is that they're not going to be sitting in one place for more than a couple minutes. So therefore, if that's their das, so misnama, they started eating, the likelihood of him finishing that food in the same place, you know, that's the derech is, or sometimes, you know, so that's, I would say, that's your das. And therefore, in your backyard, your mepeset, your sukkah, if it's connected, all those things, you would not need to make a new bracha. But d'yevet, l'chatchila still, I'm not sure if you should align that.
If you're going from a place, if you're going from a front yard into the house versus, I was never under a roof, so I didn't leave the roof because I wasn't under a roof. Now I went into a place that has a roof.
I'm not sure. There's a big shot like this. What happens in a place which is not enclosed? Let's say you're driving up to New York, whatever, and you stop in a big picnic area, right? Now you started off on one picnic table and then you go to another picnic table. So it was never. What's the geder of shini makom there? Because so the chayadim says if it's enclosed, everything's one cheder. But if it's not enclosed, then you have to be royas makomai. So you know, let's say you have a big tree and you decide to go to another area of the park, that would be a shini makom at that point. You know, so I'm just saying. So
that,
you know,
that's not, that doesn't help.
What?
So if you don't see the place, das doesn't help.
What, in the case when you're in a gina?
Yeah.
What does it say about das there? No, mastama das would help. He says, He says, "Yesh mishaymer shemaya began v'roit zalechom liperes kol ilan v'ilan kiven shabirach al ilan echad." You were going picking fruits. You pick fruits from the part from a orchard. So he says, "Ain otzach levarach alachem." You made one bracha is enough. Who should b'shash shabirach hayadait zalechom oisam achem? Das works. But he brings down here, it's like cheder lecheder. But the Chayyadim says, "Bein mukav mechitzas le'ena mukav mechitzas." The mukav mechitzas loy bayin and das beferish. Because it's one room. Yeah, so that works when you're in an Das works when you're in an Einu Mukav Mechitzas.
I have a question. Does this Das that you have to have, could it be while you're eating, or it has to be only when while you make the bracha?
It has to be when you made the bracha. The Das is when you made the bracha. Right? So, okay, now. Two very important caveats in this halacha. One is the din of hayoichel miktsas chaver. If you're in a group, you're in a group, and then you left the group, the halacha is that since the group is still there, then when you come back, it's like you never left. So even though we said that there's never a nafkamina, there's no difference if your das is to come back or not to come back. If you left, you left, right? But let's say you sat down and you're eating with a group of people. So you're having meatballs and rice as supper. So it's bernefashas, right? So you're having meatballs and rice or chicken and rice for supper. And then you get this phone call and you go outside. When you come back, you do not need to make a bracha in that case. Because since you were eating with your family, when you come back and your family's still there, that keeps you as if you never left. If you're eating, the whole parsha of Shini Makom is when you're eating by yourself, or even if you're eating with a group where you're planning on leaving. But if you're eating with a group and you're planning on coming back to the same group, then that has a halacha like you never left.
For how long?
Until they're there. Kozman, they're still there.
We're Nasiud and says, "Oh, it's Micha time. Let's go on and we'll come back for Shabbos."
Well, that's,
also, you're in a bread meal there. So it's anyway better. But that is the halacha that he's talking about. It says like this. It says... I think he's even talking about that case. Chaverim shal yoshvim lecho v'yotzu likras chasan likras kala. Im hinichu sham mitzas choyzen mekoyim v'gerim zudas v'ein tzich l'mach shniyav. Im lo yinichu... That's what he says. In Pesek Yeshiva, in Ma'amar Yeshiva, so we didn't have off Shabbos. No such thing as an off Shabbos. You needed to go, you go. You don't need to go, you don't go. But there was not everyone, you could take off a certain amount, twice as man, whatever. But there was never an off Shabbos. Even Shabbos Chanukah, we always had Yeshiva. Yeshiva never ended. And you got Rishos to go, and you never had to go. But there was never an off Shabbos. So Rishiva said, Pshat is this halacha. He says, if the whole yeshiva leaves, so then when you leave, you have complete hesachadas from the whole yeshiva concept. Vacation. But if yeshiva is still going on, so it's like, hinichu michtzas chaveriv. So yeshiva is still going on, you leave. But lemaisa, in your das, it's not such a big hesachadas. Because when you're coming back, you're still coming back for yeshiva. You're, even when you're away, you're still thinking, look, the yeshiva is still happening. So that's a very important concept that the Pshat is lemaisa. If there's still a kvius, so you know your das is still on that kvius. Okay, that's one important halacha. There's another important caveat, which is like this: what about if you're hoilech baderech? So now I'm in a car. And I started my coffee at this red light, and now I'm in another red light. I want to drink again. Is there shini makom on that? So halach is no, you don't, because since you're a hoilech baderech, and let's say you're not in a car, let's say you're walking. Now you're not supposed to be hoilech bashuk, and you eat your pasul edus, but whatever. Let's assume, for whatever reason. Yeah. So also, if you're a hoilech baderech, there's no shini makom on that. There's no shini makom on a hoilech baderech while you're traveling. Now, an extension of that heter is very negeya. Is let's say you start, you're about to leave the house, and you make yourself a cup of coffee, and you want to sip the cup of coffee at home. And now you're going to continue in the car, so you have to make a new shahako when you get to the car. because now you made a shackle in the house and shini makom to the car. So this I heard from Rabbi Forsheimer in Lakewood that he held that since when you, if your das was when you drank the first sip, that you're basically out the door. You took the thing, if you put it in one of these travel cups, you on the way out, just you don't want it to spill, you drink a little bit, and then you continue the car, that's called you're already holich baderech. And therefore,
so is this proving that the whole vart is always das? In other words, if I bedafka have das.
No, this is just a concept that this is just a concept that the das works to establish you as a holich baderech. That's the point.
Why does a holich baderech have a different halacha than somebody?
Because he's never. It's not a das idea because you never ate as a kvias. So as opposed to a guy ate as a kvias, now you want to move. That's a different idea. Now, that important to note that only works if when you started the original drinking, you were doing it as a holich baderech. But let's say you sat down to drink your coffee, I gotta run, and you take it with you. No, then you're already, you have to make a shini makom, make a new shahakol in the car. Now let's say you are this holich baderech, and now you finish 3/4 of your coffee, and then you want to finish it inside your final destination. So this is already not clear because you have das, the derech is one big place, but your destination, l'chora, is a new place. So I'm not sure, but he says in this sefer that whatever, he says the destination is already not included in that. So he holds that once you get to the destination, you got to make a new bracha. So you keep that in mind. I heard that from Rav Chachuel also. He said the same thing, that once you get to the car, once you get out of the car, it's mechayev a new bracha. However, the food that's in your mouth, you don't make a new bracha. So if you're chewing gum or something like that, you don't like all of a sudden make a new bracha every time that you get to a new place. Okay? Okay. Now, by the way, the halachas of Shinu Makum are negeya two other places, but mainly Kiddush B'Makum Suda. It's the same thing. So Kiddush B'Makum Suda means you cannot make a Shinu Makum between your Kiddush and your Suda. So if you make Kiddush in one place, and you're going to go on Sukkot, this is Negea, you make Kiddush, and then you're going to leave the Sukkah to wash and come back to have your Suda, it's not so pashut. Same Shaila. So Kiddush Makom Suda, or you make a Kiddush and your Mezainah, a lot of times, let's say in a big shul, so they make Kiddush in one room, and they, okay, everyone go have your Mezainah and go have Kiddush in the hall. If it's not Royas Makoima, if you can't see it, it's not so pasha that that's good.
Even if the person who made the Kiddush had his own Mezainah there? So this Kiddush Makom Suda, I heard Kiddush Makom Suda, I'm having Mezainah in the other room.
No, but I don't think that if it's not your makom. So now most of these times it's mecheder l'cheder and das works, you know, according to the Bi'ur Halacha, but it's not a chatchila. So yeah, it's cases.
They do the kiddush outside and the
mezonos inside. Right, these type of things where let's say they'll make kiddush in the shul, okay, and the food is in the tent. What? I'm saying, you know, you have to know it's kiddush makom suda if that's a. If that's a problem. Okay.
Well, sukkahs, would it make a difference if there are people still in the sukkah? If not everybody leaves the sukkah.
Yeah, maybe that's a good etza. If not everyone left, then maybe it's a good etza that you're coming right back. For eating, I'm not sure that would work for Kiddush Makom Suda, but for the eating point, that would work. So let's say you're having a drink or something in the sukkah with a few other people and you left and came back. If they're still there, that would work.
Yeah, so why wouldn't it work for Kiddush? I make Kiddush. Everybody left except for one person stayed, and another person came. Other people came back.
Maybe. So, now, one other thing was bad about Bar Priya Gafen. Let's say on Purim. So a person makes Bar Priya, he brings Shalchmanas. Someone says, you want to make a L'chaim? So he gives them a cup of wine. Then he goes to someone else. So is there a Shini Makom between house to house by Bar Priya Gafen? What does that fit? It said bread does not, according to the Meramah. Sfardi, there would be. But bread, there's not. What about Mezoinus? Not. What about a coffin? So there...
He's coming back to his house to make an aligefen at the end of the day?
No, he's going
to
make a last aligefen, and last is the last delivery.
So would it work for Hamalisi also? Could I have in mind, could I wash and say, wherever I end up today...
So there's another question, which is even by bread, L'chatchila, Mishabura says, L'chatchila, you're not supposed to, unless you had in mind at the very beginning, but even by bread, where if you left in the middle of the meal to continue somewhere else, you don't have to make a bracha, but you should not do that L'chatchila. If you're planning on being there, why? Because you may forget to bench and whatever.
What happens if you take part of your food to other place, of the bread?
So if you plan beferish to continue eating there, you know...
Not from the beginning, but now, we need to leave it, and you take part of the bread to the other house.
But you didn't have that in mind originally?
Yeah.
It says here, So, Mishabura says, he says again here, im mizamnen loy lecho pas be makam acher de azloy shaykh ay khashar shakim shoylokh lecho sham yvarch sham acher khilasay afilo akh lekh tkhilo lo yakam kam mat shivarch mishmur sounds like you never lekh tkhilo supposed to do that but bedevet it's okay im loy shay dayte be shas hamoytzi לאכול גם שום. דאז חשיב שני מקוים ימותו אף לחתחילה. אפילו מבייס ובייס, מה אני מחשב על ידי הזו. So by bread you can have that in mind לחתחילה. Yeah, so if you, when you made a moitzi, you had in mind to eat in multiple places, you could do that.
Well, I didn't know which house it was. I have in mind that I'm going to go around Shalach Marasin, and whoever gives me some food, I'm going to eat the food there at their house. I'll take along some, I'm my suda.
I'm not sure you have to know exactly where. I don't know exactly. No, I don't see why that should matter necessarily. You have das to continue your meal in another house. Now, by bar priyagofen, it's a machlokes. L'chatchil, you should not do that. L'chatchil is called a sheni makom, even with das, mibayis l'bayis. So l'chatchil, you shouldn't do that. V'diyeved...
Why isn't gofen enough to...
Because gofen is a machlokes, whether it's tom brach alachem v'mkoyim, according to the Ramah. So we pass on like the machaber, like the goin, that only it's extended past bread to include mezonos, but not to include shivas aminim or wine. So therefore, it's like a fruit, which das doesn't help. I mean, it's bais l'bais. So therefore, lechatchila you shouldn't do it. Kasvachum de lechatchila yachmer levarach b'mekayim ayfilu b'shivas aminim v'chein le'inin shini mokum ein tzarch levarach hakol shivas aminim. Because b'diavad, we're not going to make you berach abroch. This is a shita not like that. So ma'isa, it's not so lechatchila to do that. So therefore, lechatchila, really, you should, even if you had in mind, you should really make an aleph gefen in each house. Lechatchila, that's what you should do. Okay, fine, we'll stop here. It's Hashem, next time, we'll continue.